Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about design tokens in Penpot. Let's dive in.
I'm all ears. What exactly are design tokens in this context?
Think of them as the DNA of your design, the tiniest bits that make up the whole. Colors, fonts, spacing, they're all stored as reusable elements. It's like having a master control panel for your visual language.
So instead of manually changing every button color, you change the button color token and bam, instant update across the entire design.
Precisely. Consistency is key. It's also a fantastic way to document design decisions. The token names themselves act as a guide. Background.primary is much clearer than hashtag FOFOFO, right?
Right. It's self-documenting design. This sounds amazing for collaboration. Does it go beyond basic styling?
Oh, absolutely. You can use tokens for everything from border radius and opacity to even animation durations. Imagine tweaking hundreds of properties in mere seconds. Plus, building complex themes like dark mode becomes ridiculously simple.
Hold on, did you say themes? How does that tie in with design tokens?
So, you can group tokens into sets. Let's say you have a global set, a dark mode set, and a branded set. Combine these sets to create themes. Switching between themes is then just a click away, which is super handy for complex projects.
This is blowing my mind. It's like a design system on steroids. What about compatibility with other tools? I'm always worried about platform lock-in.
Penpot uses the W3C's draft standard for design tokens, so you're future-proofed. The JSON format is easy to adapt for other platforms, including web frameworks. Plus, you can import existing tokens into Penpot, no problem.
I see. Interesting.
Let's talk about the practical side, though. You add tokens in the tokens panel. Pretty straightforward naming convention. Letters, numbers, and dots. Then apply them to layers by right-clicking. You can even do calculations within token values, like spacing small 2 to double the small spacing value. How cool is that?
I'm picking up what you're putting down. This sounds like a game changer, especially for large teams. What's the catch?
Well, there's a small learning curve initially. Setting up your token system takes a bit of planning. But the long-term benefits, in terms of scalability and maintainability, are huge. It's an investment that pays off big time.
I got it. So, to wrap up, Penpot's design tokens offer a powerful, standardized way to manage design assets, ensuring consistency and efficiency across projects. Is that the gist?
You nailed it. It's a shared language for designers and developers, fostering better collaboration and ultimately better design. And with that, we conclude our deep dive into design tokens. Thank you for joining us.
Goodbye.